Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
And it was like almost like where you fill up your Coke or whatever and it starts like foaming and it's just bubbling and you're like, oh God. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Heyo.
Action.
What up, girl?
Girl.
How's your week? Not boring.
Wow.
Not boring for my new mamacita. What a crazy week you had, my love. How does it feel now that the news that you've had to keep quiet for over, well, almost a year, is out and all the reactions? I know, and I know I told you, so many people reached out to me, just so genuine and like so happy for you and Jared, and rightfully so. How was it on your end?
I was so glad, and you knew the week leading up to it and just being quiet and then having it leaked, and I broke out in massive acne because it was just like we just wanted to talk and have it be over. And it was wild, but glad it's over. So many amazing DMs, messages, text messages. I love where Calm Down listeners were just so supportive and saying that they loved seeing how excited you were. That was one thing that I was so bummed out. Like in real time, you can't share. I mean, Carissa threw this epic baby boozy brunch for me party. We danced our asses off. We'll get to that later, but like just little things along the way that, you know, I was able to experience with my friends, just had to keep it quiet. So now it's really cool to like answer questions on the pregame about the babe and all that stuff. And now like I'll tell stories about my first, it was like, oh my God, you, Matthew, Kelly, Steve will love this. It was four Christmases. Like the Vince Vaughn scene, the vomit. Uh-huh.
Which flashback, it was the last time I was in that living room behind you. We were watching it and it was July. So,
And I, listen, great tip. We are so thankful to have help here and guide me through this step because I can now tell you I understand why mothers always feel like failures. These babies do not come with instructions. So this kid, my son, spews everywhere. And it was like almost like where, you know, you fill up your Coke or whatever and it starts like foaming and it spills over and you're like, whoa, where is this coming
and
from?
And it won't stop. And you're like, how many times have we shaken this thing up?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just bubbling. And you're like, oh God. And like Jared, of course, is like, here, the burp cloth, worry about the sofa. I'm like, no, I lift him up. And right away, our nanny is like,
did we scotch guard the sofa?
Yeah. She's like, no, put him on his side, kind of like you would your girlfriend if she was vomiting after a fun night out, you know, put him on his side. Cause if you lift him up, he could be choking on it. It is shit like that, Carissa, even today. You know, I'm changing a diaper and this kid is screaming bloody murder. Like it's not a cry, it's a scream. And I feel like I'm about to lead my team down the field for a touchdown and time is winding down. I mean, my heart is just going, you don't want to fuck it up. It's crazy.
The 2-minute drill. You're like, we cannot have an interception on the goal line.
So anyways, it's going great. Thanks for asking. How's your week?
No, I just love this so much. And I have to say, then I remember what Kylie Jenner, obviously we know, like she kept her pregnancy quiet that entire time. And like, I was like, especially, you know, you guys are public figures and out and about and different things like that. I just think it's really special. And that's not to knock anyone that wants to narrate their entire journey publicly as it happens, because everyone should do whatever is best for them. But I think in this world that we live in, where everything is documented and everything is out there, and I'm a victim of it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom, or I'm eating a muffin. It's like just everything is like in real time. I think it's really special how you guys had that to yourselves and shared it, you know, with your closest friends and family and stuff like that, because you really got to, I don't know, I can only imagine like how, like, it's like the biggest secret in the world. And like for you to have that to yourself, I just think it's really special. But again, everyone's got their own journey. But I'm just so excited that we now get to talk about the smush and the smush and the smush bear.
Oh my God.
Annoying. I text Aaron on the daily asking like how he's sleeping. I need pictures. So she's probably going to silence her phone and say notifications are off for a little while. But I just love him so much.
I love you. And I'm so grateful for the support. And thank you for our Calm Down podcast listeners. Also, everybody that works with Calm Down, you know, our staff is huge, but you guys like busted ass to get it out. You were doing it within my timeline, and I really, really appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, you're loved and you deserve it all.
You are the best.
Okay, so busy, busy week for you. Yep. And we have a fun little thing. So on this podcast, we always, Aaron and I, will send each other like different headlines, or our wonderful producer, Ryan, will text us like, what do you guys think about this? So we're like, let's just make this part of our podcast every week, because I love a headline. So with that said, we have three headlines we're going to talk about. It induced conversations internally between us, and curious what you guys think about it as well. Aaron and I talk about flight stuff at nauseam,
because
it's a big part of our life, living on an airplane, and just our disdain that we have for the ridiculousness that is flying these days, because people have lost their goddamn mind. So the first headline you have, babe, is what?
Well, this was going around. A business class passenger on a United flight. This flight was going to Amsterdam. So as you know, long ass flight. He decides to throw a temper tantrum mid-flight after finding out his meal choice was unavailable. You know what had to happen? The flight had to divert to Chicago, which means it screws up everybody's travel plans. I don't care if you're in first class. I don't care if you're flying the plane. I don't care if you're in the back of the plane. If it's that important that you don't get the dry chicken or the weird short ribs that are gonna cause you a massive stomach ache, and you can't wait for that plane to land in Amsterdam, and now you just screwed it up for everybody because now they gotta hold it because they're landing in Chicago, you're an asshole. You know what?
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole. These flight attendants, first of all, they're not cooking the meal. Second of all, they're not like... Something Chris should learn. If you want it so bad, then you, sir, you put your meal choice in when they ask you online. Carissa, I'm talking to you. But it's like, is that like ruining your day so much? I'm glad they got video of this guy. I'm glad they put it on the internet. You're an asshole. Stop treating these flight attendants like crap.
We talked about on a previous podcast how you'll get the email and it'll say like, oh, choose your meal or whatever. If you don't take the time to do that, then I can't complain, because I don't care enough about what the meal is. I'm like, ooh, this will be fun. Like, what's left when you get to me? It's like, I'll have the freaking goldfish that's in the snack box. I could care less about food. It doesn't matter. Just make sure we don't run out of wine or coffee. Those are the two things
I
need at this point. Then I'm losing my mind. But this guy, and I mean, I don't know if he was married or, you know, whatever this, or...
Well, he has a mother.
Parents,
he has a mother.
He has a mother. I was just going to say, or if his parents are still alive, or he's got a brother or someone, he should be embarrassed. This is my new comeback for people, where instead of getting mad, because I'm trying to work on my initial reaction sometimes is just visceral, like, rah, like to get like angry. And I'm like, there is so much power in calm, in like stillness. And this is Brian Holiday writes, who Steve like adores and like loves this author about like stillness is key. It's something I have not mastered, but I'm really trying, because there's been a few times in my life when I actually have done it. And there's so much power in saying less, that just a reaction. If I'm sitting next to this guy and I look over and I want to just be like, aren't you embarrassed? Like, that's it. Like,
yeah,
not like your, you know, like the craziness that we're having right now, just because we're talking about it. But like in real life, aren't you embarrassed by your behavior? And I'm so glad, to your point, that he got exposed. And but here's the thing about a narcissist or a cuckoo pants like him. He probably doesn't even hit his radar. He probably justifies it, because we all know those people that think that they're right for the behavior. I don't know. I feel like he should be banned from ever flying that airline again. There should be consequences to these people's actions, you know?
Calm down, sir. And by the way, another time to calm down when you're burping a baby, because they are a very, very slow burper.
Explain.
Man, you can't take it out on him. Like, I was having a stressful moment trying to figure something out, and I'm like burping him and not calming down. And our nanny just comes up and grabs my hand and starts doing it correctly. And she goes, "That baby feels you." And I was like, okay. So the passenger and me.
There's a fun interjection who I'm obsessed with her. I feel like I'm really good with kids just because I grew up, like,
you are.
My mom did daycare growing up. There was always kids around. I was a nanny. So I feel like there's only a few things in life I'm like, oh, I crush this. So I'm holding back. I'm bouncing him. And she's like, no bouncing. And I was like, oh my God, I love her so much. I wish I had like an ounce of her knowledge with kids.
I know.
Like, if I'm you, and I know you are, you're like, teach me everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand why women say they feel like a failure with these kids, because it every day feels like school, trying to learn something. Like,
how are you supposed to know
shit.
Though? And every situation's different. I don't know. I just love like just learning and anyways. Okay. It's not even my baby. Okay. Next headline. Okay. This is great. Dolly Parton, you guys, says she never wants to retire. I just hopefully don't drop dead on stage. What a gal.
No, I'll just hopefully drop dead on stage.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how to read.
That's okay.
I'll just hopefully drop dead on stage. During a recent appearance on Greatest Hits Radio, the country music icon said she'd rather spend the rest of her life performing than opt for retirement, as she's not one to sit around and do nothing. I would never retire. I just hopefully drop dead in the middle of a song on stage someday. Hopefully one I've written, the 77-year-old Parton said. I love her. And by the way, she's been working in the music industry for 60 years. When I look at her, or like a Mick Jagger or any of these people that have been, Lionel Richie, I mean, we're talking 6 decades of performing. And I watched her with Garth Brooks on, I think it was a CMT Awards, whatever it was, one of the award shows. She is still as quick as can be, sass McSass, and good for her. I wouldn't want to retire either, because I feel like, you know, sometimes we see in life like the passion that people have. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it with some coaches at the collegiate level or the professional level, or when the meaning of their life like goes away, and that all they've ever known is taken away, you'll die. I mean, I even saw my grandpa, like after he retired, he went and volunteered at Boeing because he just wanted to stay around the people that he worked with and stay sharp too. Because what are you going to just sit in your recliner and, you know, wait for the day that you die? No, I love
agreed.
Her. I love the attitude, and go girl.
Timeless and flawless. All right, next headline. I know you love this one too. Take it away.
Oh yeah, wait, hold on. I screenshotted it. Sorry. Stand by, America. Talk amongst yourself, because this is my favorite thing. And God, there's more that I wish I could say about this, but unfortunately I can't. But I'll get to the good stuff. Goldie Hawn reveals why she never married longtime partner Kurt Russell. When asked in an interview with CNN why she never chose to marry her partner of over 40 years, the 77, which by the way, how is Goldie Hawn 77?
Seriously.
Overboard,
also timeless.
Get over here. Quote, why should we get married? Hahn explained that both she and Russell, 72, have previously been married to other people, and she realized that when the relationship doesn't work out, it's always ugly. Somebody has to take a look and say how many divorces are fun, how many divorces actually don't cost money, and how many divorces make you hate the person more than you did before. So again, we know my track record with marriages, but I will say this, as coming from parents who have been married for 45 years, I love the institution of marriage. It's why, I love love. I mean, I do. I love love. And I think that that's also part of the reason why I have gotten married a couple times, because I want it to be like what my parents had. And unfortunately, it wasn't. But now, you know, I get asked all the time with Steve, now being together with him for a year, it's like, oh, when are you guys getting married? And we're the last of the group of my friends and his friends that could get married.
That's okay.
And I need to watch my tongue, because I am quick, and this has nothing to do with him, because he is the greatest man I've ever been lucky enough to be with. But I'm quick to be like, I'm never getting married again because I haven't had great experiences with said things. So I love that she said this because for me personally, I believe it is a choice. I want to choose him every single day when I wake up instead of feeling like, oh, I have to be with you because there's a piece of paper and the excavation of said things hasn't always been easy. So I love Goldie Hawn. I love her attitude. And I also think it's interesting, and I know that you feel this way even now that we can talk about Sweet Mac, where you would get questions all the time, like, when are you going to have kids? Yeah. And for me, it's now like, oh, are you going to get married again? Or I get this, oh God, she marries and she's just, you know, like a failure in that area. It's like, with this societal expectation of whether it's having kids or being married, do whatever works for you. And
Jennifer,
that's sort of where
Aniston
I'm at.
Has.
Right. And it's like, I just applaud anyone in this particular case, Goldie Hawn, for, you know, she's got a successful relationship, and a piece of paper does not make it that much, does not make it like it's a gold star relationship just because you signed a piece of paper. If anything,
100%.
I think that it's better to choose, make that conscious choice every single day. So good for her and anyone that wants to do things the way that is best for them. And that's my TED Talk.
I love the TED Talk. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We are going to do a dual talk right now. Another headline that we found out about on our pregame show was one that you broke. And as we get you to explain it, we are going to bring in our favorite guy, Ryan, our producer for, you
there
know,
he
Ryan's
is.
Roses. And now we're going to do Ryan's reaction. So breaking news from Carissa Jean Thompson. I didn't know about this. I realize I've been a tad busy. You and my man, Mac's best friend, Steve Kundary, are moving in together.
We are moving in together. And I
love
think
this.
Two things. Hi, Rye.
Hello.
Two things. I thought, because after the break-in happened, I was like, oh, I think we should just move in together. And you were like, I endorse this, which, first of all, I would never move forward with big things in my life without your approval. So I'm actually not kidding when you said that you approved of it.
I was back like, up great. Carissa on this one. That
thank
this
you.
This all definitely happened on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Thank
well,
you, Ryan.
I obviously was going through shit. So was
but,
she.
But I will say it did require a follow-up because to your point, Aaron, she did then very say it somewhat definitively in the pregame as if like, oh no, it's definitely happening. Whereas it was very much a, hey, this could happen.
Yeah.
Previously.
Okay. She also
thank you
said
for the booth review. Get under the hood.
I love
challenge
that. My
flag.
We don't mm-hmm. need you. We have
oh,
Ryan.
I wish. Gosh,
so
man.
We heard that this is happening, but also she went further into the conversation and said, well, we had the talk. So that's when we said Ryan has to come on and give his man. Reaction to represent the male population out there. What happened? What's the talk?
I'm
okay.
So Steve already,
you and I have, yeah, you and I haven't even discussed the talk.
Okay, so it's not going to be on the talk. We'll,
thank God.
Or maybe we will, depending. But here you go. So here's the broad stroke situation. So obviously, so I've been in this relationship with this amazing, wonderful guy who I've talked about ad nauseum on this podcast, Steve, and he doesn't care what I say because he's just the best.
Yes.
But I've been gun shy. I've just did not wanting to like move as because we know I move way too fast in relationships, which has put me in precarious positions. some of the aforementioned conversation I just had about marriage. So I'm trying to do things differently because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting
okay,
a different
what's
result.
The talk?
So I'm trying not to be crazy, crazy talk.
We got
so
it.
So then I get robbed and I'm like, look, we spend every day together anyways. Mm-hmm. You're here all the time. Like, why are you paying for a place that you're never in? Should we just move in together? And I'm like, shit, as I'm saying it, I'm like, am I just like being impulsive because this robbery just happened? And am
no,
I going to regret it?
It's been a year.
So, okay. So then when he's like, yeah, I think we should. And so we have this talk and my whole thing is this. So he's moving into my house. So let's all weigh in on how this works. Are you then splitting the mortgage? Are you then splitting the bills? How is this working? Because
ooh, this kind of talk,
which always, and you and I, Aaron, have talked about this before when talking about financials, nothing is sexy in a relationship when talking about money,
no.
Right? Like it's just not good. But at this point in my life, we talking about everything. I'm seeing those W-2s open up the hood
so
of that car.
So what'd you say?
So I said, why don't you take whatever money you were spending on your house and we start a joint bank account and you put that money into that account and we just start building a savings account together. And then at the end of the year, whether it's we decide to go on a vacation or whether it's we decide to put a down payment on another house, like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to, I've gotten into the bad habit before of being like, this is my house and yep. stuff like that. And I want to get away from that. So
yes.
Ryan,
okay.
Take us through a scenario in your life where when you moved in with your wife, like how did yeah. that go down? Was it your place she moved into? Should I move out of this household together and we get a place together?
Mm.
Because I don't know how I should navigate this because I will get back into that bad habit of like, this is my house, turn off the AC. And I don't want to do that.
Right,
I want to be
right.
really nice.
Yeah, we don't need resentment, okay. Ryan.
Oh, you definitely don't want resentment. Okay, so I guess first we need to establish, is the place that he's leaving a rent, he's renting, or does he also own his own place?
No, he's renting that
okay.
place because he
okay.
was only here temporarily in Los Angeles because for work, and then COVID happened, so he stayed way longer than he wanted to. So
only
renting.
A couple years longer,
and
I'm
then
sure,
we
but.
Fell in
yeah,
love with
well,
him.
Because then he met the woman of his dreams, you
right.
know.
Listen,
so here we are.
Mm-hmm. Why leave? Okay, so I think
Aaron's
really,
leaving the podcast.
Yeah,
she's already
not,
over this conversation.
Yeah. Hey, Howie, how you doing? Can you jump up here? How? All right. So, yeah, look, my wife and I, we were like, we're opening up everything. If we're going to go all in on engagement, wedding, buying a house together, it's all got to be 50-50. And we got to know
wow.
everything about each other with the financials. So we were big on no stone unturned. We're going to really go completely
okay.
open on
I love it.
Splitting everything. So
transparency. Weird.
Transparency.
There's a concept.
Now that was
background check.
Yeah, full background check. So we bought our first property together. So now this is where it's going to get a little difficult.
Oh,
how
boy.
Does he feel about paying the mortgage?
I mean, he is so, first of all, he's already like contributed financially to this place and he doesn't even live here because it's
mm-hmm.
just who he is. He's just like a good person that, by the way, like sends me money and then has like a funny line. Didn't even like ask me, like, do you want me to send you money? He just did every month.
and wrote like for Willis's salary, like just like to be funny and like cute. Be, sure. You know, whatever, like love cheeky him. About it because he's adorable. But I'm just wondering, and again, like he will do whatever is best for the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I want to do that as well. I just don't know if it's split the mortgage, split the bills, or if my idea, and I would love to know viewers' idea, if like just put whatever money you put into your place into this separate bank account and then just build like that together. I don't know. I'm trying to.
Yeah,
I mean, Susie Orman, financial planning. Where are you?
I think being open to whatever he has to say. Maybe he's got some idea too that's completely different than yours.
The fact that you're bringing something to the table
also helps because no one ever likes that, right? Like, hey, what should we do? Like, I don't know. What do you think? I have no clue. So the fact that you're even bringing something to the table about, hey, what do you think about this idea is definitely always appreciated.
Let's take it to a vote. Okay. Ryan, and I appreciate that. So let's mm-hmm. open this up. The podcast, our Calm Down listeners will decide, are we splitting the bills and splitting the mortgage, or are we putting this into a separate bank account? Those are your options. Split everything 50-50 or put it all away in a separate little account.
If it can be split, then I'm into that. But sometimes, like, okay. I know some people that are like, listen, I can't afford this. Like, I can't afford to go in on the mortgage. So then I know some households where the guys are like, then buy the groceries, deal with this, deal with that. Like, I would never, when I started dating my husband.
He's down to split.
Yeah.
I got split ends and he's down to split.
There you go. I think the problem is solved. Okay. Ryan, what do you think?
I totally agree.
Yeah, you're really?
Especially if he's totally open to it. Just that's the simplest, easiest, yeah. And there's no ill will anywhere. It's just,
guys,
hey,
thank you.
Here.
Yeah. I'm already saving money. You've just saved me the $550 in therapy that I was going to take this week to work on me not saying mine, 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 and saying ours, because it officially starts August 1st. So I have a few more weeks to get this out of my system with the mine. I know. Okay.
Guys, we're
this
really taking
news.
The podcast.
I'm 41. 41, I'm moving in with my boyfriend and Aaron has a baby. Oh my God, we're all grown up.
What are we going to have next week?
Well, you never know with me. Stay tuned. It's always something.
Right, we loved your reaction.
Hey, listen, it's what I'm here for.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge in the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Which gets us to another segment we're really producing this week, guys. It's called Throwback Thursday, and this is Ryan's idea. So I really hope that moving in together works out with Steve and I, because I don't want to go back to dating because, well, first of all, I adore him and I don't want to break up. But also, dating is awful. And we had a wonderful question from our pregame 1 week about red flags for dating. And one of my red flags was crying on the first date when I was in a movie with a guy that I went on a date with and he started crying and I was like, not into it. So this is a new segment and we are going to ask, you guys weighed in and we asked you, what are some of your red, What do I do for a living? We asked you some of your first date red flags. So do you want to run through this list?
Yeah. Some people, together? Which is great. Rude to servers, waiters, bartenders. Mm-mm. I totally agree. Not happening.
Yeah. If you are rude, and as someone, again, I feel like I always like have to preface this with my resume. And my mom was also a waitress. It was one of her like 10 jobs that I had so she could provide for us growing up, her and my dad. She was a waitress and I've been a waitress. If you are rude to anyone in the service industry,
you out.
We gone. Yeah. That's like an instant no, no, no. Next one is when a guy says you have to finish all of your food because he's paying for it. Who are these people?
Never had a guy have to say that to me because I usually finish it before them, but that's fine. Talking about an ex is another one. Sometimes I get it, but I just don't think you need to talk about them too long. Like, you know what? What are we doing? Like, I don't want to hear it over and over, you know?
I have been a victim of that on both sides of that. I have had someone do that and I'm like, we're good here. Like, we got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I've also referenced the person with a lot of angst. So he comes up more than he needs to. So yeah, I think that's be very careful with that and keep it moving because you never know how it's going to make the other person feel. A guy used a Groupon at a wine bar that he printed out.
First of all, he's not very sneaky. I mean, dude, learn how to get some moves if you're going to do that.
So it depends on when you're doing this. Cause I also think it's like, it's funny where you're like trying to be like fruit. Like if you're actually like been dating for a while and he's like, babe, let's save money or let's go do this or whatever.
I'm fine with that.
That's fine. But if you're trying to save money on the first date, we got a problem.
You ain't splitting the mortgage. ordering multiple of the same cocktail all at once, as soon as they sat down. Well, maybe the service is bad. You kind of taught me that one. Excuse me, we'll take four of these because we know it's
because you know they're
hours.
Not going to come back.
Yeah,
but we're going to be nice to our server. We're not going to be rude to our server. We're just going to say bring four of them because we need it. I don't know. I think like there's a little bit of like protocol at the beginning, like that. Then I have a red flag of like, are you an alcoholic and or you're not interested in this date? You just want to get wasted because you hate me and you're ordering multiple. I don't know. I think that there's like a little bit more that you can read into on that one. I say no, just order one drink and be normal.
This one I don't even think we need to discuss.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Next, where's his call?
I agree. I'm done.
Where's his college ring? No, I'm sorry.
No.
Are we holding on to Bruce Springsteen glory days? Like, just go ahead and keep it in your man cave and your trophy case. We don't need you wearing that.
They don't like
who gets college rings?
No idea.
People do that still?
I don't know. God love them. But I understand how that could be a pet peeve. Next one, they don't like pets. This doesn't even need to be discussed. He called his sister the C word on the first date. Well,
is crazy. I want to know, where are you guys meeting these people? I am so sorry. I thought I've had some bad dates. These are really bad. His girlfriend, who I didn't know, messaging me on Instagram that he wasn't single. Well, this is the big, just walk out. Walk out right now. If you're getting messages before on the date that he is, or even like before, prior to going on the date that he has a girlfriend, no. Who did that just happen to in a reality show?
I don't remember, well, all of them, that like somebody was messaging them. Oh, it was Lala or whatever. Remember?
Yes.
Or was it Raquel or whatever the girl's name was?
Rachel.
Oh, she's going back to Rachel, by the way. Raquel is going back.
Of course she is. Okay. I know we are running out of time, but I want to quickly do a little pre-produced segment for you since you are moving in with your boyfriend, which by the way, I'm so excited about because you know, I love him so very much. We're talking about just people and their dates and like all this stuff. I saw this segment today on the Today Show and big Today Show gal.
As you should be. Savannah and Hoda, get over here.
I said to Ryan, I watched this. They had these questions. I said, all I could do was sit there and type. I rewinded it and typed because I thought of you.
Okay, you're adorable. What are you doing?
The segment was called, How Often Should You? It's right up your alley. Okay. They had a correspondent on today, or maybe she had a title. Today's show, you didn't really font her, so I couldn't tell what her name was and what she did, but this was her thing. She asked the anchors these questions. How often, according to dermatologists, should you shower a week?
Well, you know
well,
me.
Well, I know I'm you five times a day.
So shower a week. So on average, I shower three times a day when I wake up in the morning, after I work out, or after I get done with a shoot and if I have a bunch of makeup on. And then I always shower before I go to bed because I like to be fresh as a daisy before I get into the sheets. So that's 3 times 7. That's 21 times I'm showering during the week. Now, I know that's excessive. So how many times should I?
That dermatologists recommend. Yes.
Oh, dermatologists recommend. I'll split that number, 12.
2 to 3 times a week.
That was
Al Roker's.
That's disgusting.
According to like, because you're stripping the oil away from your skin. If you have skin issues, it's so interesting, right?
I don't care.
I got to write this down
don't
for Carissa.
Care.
Okay, here's
two
one.
2 or 3 times.
I agree.
That's disgusting.
I can't. Okay, here's another one. House and home question. How often should you replace your bedding? Not in terms of like, oh, clean your bedding or change your bedding, replace your sheets, the actual bedding that you own.
Oh, okay. I think you should do that. I know that mine would probably be like, just because I'm a sheet connoisseur, like every 3 months, which is excessive. So that's 4 times a year.
You replace your sheets 4 times a year? Like,
well, I switch
them out
because it depends. No, not throw them, because it depends.
But
like if we're moving into winter.
Throwing them out.
Ah, okay. Twice a year.
You throw your sheets out twice a year?
Well, I don't throw them out. I just move them to the guest room.
And we're not moving.
Mama's getting
new
ones.
We're getting rid of them.
Well, and the robbers just took some, so I'm getting new ones. No,
you should replace your actual bedding, like get rid of what you have every 18 to 24 months. Fibers break down. You can't wash out sweat after you've done it for so long. That one was interesting. That one not good for my bank account. Yep. Here's another one. Washing your dishwasher. How often should you wash your dishwasher?
I didn't know you're supposed to.
Neither
what
did
you
I.
Wash your dishwasher. What
because
does that mean?
It fills up.
Kelly, is that you?
I know.
Remember in your kitchen
this
behind
one.
You?
Yeah. I was half there, but we all know why. You should wash your dishwasher every month. A trick to do it, fill up a cup of white vinegar and put it on the top rack. You should be doing this to clean the buildup that's all over the dishwasher and keep your dishwasher lasting for a while every month.
This is fascinating. Can you send me this list? So I need to wash my dishwasher?
Yeah. Okay, ready
okay,
for the last
sense.
One?
I like
this
that.
Is you
okay.
and I all over the place, and I've never felt more dirty and disgusting about myself, especially when we've talked about with Kevin Burkhardt keeping our eyes closed as we're changing in a public stall so the toilet that self-flushes doesn't hit us in the eye. How often should you clean your luggage?
Oh, God. I got to be right now. Do you know how embarrassing my luggage is? In fact, I had Sweet, her name's Erin O'Toole. She works for NFL Network or NFL Films, excuse me. She saw me yesterday and she was like, I need to buy you new luggage. And I was like, look, I've been robbed. It's what I have. I am so attached to my this Tumi luggage that I've had for Megan gave this to me when she worked there. So I probably have had it for like 6 years.
Great.
I have bought new luggage. I hate it so much. I go back to the old one. It's so, I'm so embarrassed. It's
right,
at least
by the
6 years.
That's fine. Ryan Reacts, we should be sponsored by Tumi, by the way, because like
they're my favorite luggage.
Same.
And by the way, I am an expert
packer. I can get so much shit in this luggage, and I refuse to go to any other luggage. I always go back. I always go back. So 6 years.
How often should you be cleaning your six-year-old luggage from Tumi? Tumi,
I've never
we need a sponsor.
It.
You should be. I felt horrible about myself. You should clean it after each use, and
no.
It makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Yes, Carissa, we have that thing. It is at the. On floors, like in public restrooms. Like, it's disgusting. So this is a good one. Take an alcohol wipe and wipe off the handle. Take off, like, and then just get a Lysol bottle and spray it down. Or as my nanny, who knows everything, says, she sprays hers down every time with alcohol spray.
Of course, I should have known. She knows everything.
Of course
she
does.
In doubt.
But think about it. You're putting it in your room after it's on the public restroom floor. You're rolling it through your house. Like,
no,
you should take the wheels.
I'm picking it up and putting it in the TSA. My hands are on the wheels.
Yeah.
Oh,
same.
Because you're TSA pre-check, which I tried to do yesterday and I got denied. My God, you guys, I really thought, I know we're all
at that time. Why did you get denied? I thought you did it.
Because they weren't allowing walk-ins. I walked up and I got rejected. I got the Heisman trophy in my face that said, back up, bitch. We ain't taking walk-ins.
An appointment.
God damn it. You know,
did you like my pre-produced segment?
I'm so proud of you.
I mean, I copied it from the Today Show, but I thought it was so interesting.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery. I'm into it. And by the way, I'm really proud of us. You know, in 2 years in this podcast, this is the most produced
content
bit that we've had. I do love it, but that's actually very eye-opening. Things I learned for a quick recap, and then we'll go washing my dishwasher. Who knew? And now I want to order another piece of luggage immediately.
Well, you may not have to. We're going to get a sponsorship.
Things I want to talk about on the next podcast. I want to talk about being thrifty. This is a bag I just got on Amazon because I'm not buying any designer bags because I got robbed. Take a drink every time I've said I got robbed. I have found the greatest dupes, and I'm going to help all of you guys out there.
That's our content next week.
This t-shirt from a thrift store. I am on a roll. I am not spending money on anything. I'm going to be so rich. Steve won't have to split the mortgage with me. I'll say, keep your money. I'm rich.
And robbers won't even want to come there because they could just rob a Goodwill if they're going to come to your house. You're fine.
And if you have any Goodwill, stop robbing me and don't rob me because my boyfriend lives here now.
And clean your luggage. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.